And in view is the January 19th, 2025 show, Bathrop Spears Broadsides. We have a complete flashback today for Sunday, which is not usual. Usually we have a mixture of flashback and contemporary interviews and commentary, but I have been pretty sick all week. No fever, though, but just feeling bad, and it slowed me down big time. So I'm taking this out as a sort of a respite period, maybe taking out more respite period. And again, I remind all of you listeners, any of you who may be there, that if you find this show useful, do give me a call or an email to give me some input, suggesting, yeah, let's have more of it, or nah, forget it, or silence would also be telling something as well. So I'm at 831-423-4833, as regular listeners certainly know. And the email address is rnorse, R-N-O-R-S-E, the number 3 at hotmail.com, rnorse3 at hotmail.com. Let me know. Let me hear from you. If you give me some either inspiration to continue or some guidance as to what to continue with. If you are particularly enamored of the flashbacks, or you don't like them, or whatever. So, and of course, I remind everybody that your observations on the street as to what's going down are really one of the few checks against abuse by authorities of different kinds, whether it's police or so-called social service agencies, or courts, or politicians strutting their stuff, or powerful corporations in different areas, although corporations are usually more well hidden in this regard. In any case, let's roll into the theme song that I usually use, and then I'll give you a brief description of some of what's to come in this flashback, which is going to the January 27th, 2008 show. And we'll be describing that in a moment, as I said. But first, let's get reassuring and musical with the ever-beloved theme song of our show for the last God knows how many years.
Simply make me laugh. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you. Sing me of wars and sing me of red lines. Tell me of front page news. Sing me of strikes and last minute headlines. Press your observation in syncopation. Sing me a song with social significance. There's nothing else that will do. It must get hot with what is what, or I won't love you.
So, this show primarily concerns itself, well, it's long. It's got about 4.5 hours to run, because I'm including some of the musical bits at the end that really were part of the next show, but they also link to mine Phil Oakes, other music that in the past I've played, at least some of it. So you get an additional bonus or punishment, depending on how you look at it. Primary focus is the drum circle. In 2008, the police under Sergeant Harms made it a, and I apparently made it a clear objective, although I don't have any paper documentation, to eliminate the drum circle at the farmer's market. As today, they're eliminating, in the days ahead, I should say, they're eliminating the drum circle entirely by planting a library redo on top of it, in spite of the wishes of a lot of the community. So I've included in notes that you're getting if you still subscribe to the Huff email, some links with photos, maybe even some video and description of what went down at the early and late January 2008 at the drum circle as police moved on it. And this continued for, gosh, half a year as Harms pursued the drum circle around the town in an attempt to crush it, I would have to say. That would be my impression. Who knows? He probably wants simply to civilize it or make sure it's following the rules. He might have his own view. But what he did, in fact, was what it seemed, at least that's what it seemed to me that he did, crushing it. And there's a lot of discussion inside the beating of the drum circle, which I find kind of mixes both the tom-tom beat, I don't know if it's tom-tom, but it's the drum beat, of that and the commentary of people about what's been going on with the police force and around Santa Cruz generally. You'll hear the voices of Spark and Mindy. You'll hear Robert Pickenpaw. A lot of these names are lost in the mists of my memory, but I'll probably remember them as I hear them, and you might too if you're around at that time. There's John Teal King, Dangerous John, Shane, Jason Pascal, the famous African-American fortune teller who was pursued rather single-mindedly by Officer Sticky Fingers Butchie Baker, who then met his end later at a bullet from a guy whose house he raided, probably in line of duty for sure, along with Officer Butler, now considered heroes of the police department, but Butler is, I should say, particularly Baker has never been a hero. I've seen him throughout his career, at least when I've been around, in the 80s, 90s, and aughts, particularly single-mindedly interested in driving poor people away and punishing them for having a visible presence in Santa Cruz. You'll hear Moo, the flautist, a street flautist. You'll hear Mark Halfmoon, once chair of the Citizens Police Review Board, which I called the Rah-Rah Board because for much of its tenure it was a supporter rather than a critic of the police department or even an objective observer. He talks about the Halloween triple fine zone problem, that how they seem to be discriminatory. And you'll hear the voice of Brian Parkett. And towards the end, I do play a lot of George Carlin's Dirty Words shtick, where he talked about the famous seven dirty words, which were then banned on, well, I think they were banned before that, but he made them famous. And they're I guess they're available late at night if you listen, and they're also now available, of course, on the internet, which has broken the ban. And even for mainstream legacy people, establishment folks, you know, one, those who don't mind discussing the ins and outs of genocide in Gaza, but don't want to scream and actually react to it in a human way. Anyway, so that's concludes this whole production with Carlin's analysis and some old music from 60s activists like Phil Oakes. You'll be able to follow this, as I mentioned before, the specific main focus of this show, the attack on the drum circle, by going to the Indie Bay stories that I reference if you get the Huff email, or if you tune to it, shall I say, tune to the Huff website in a couple of days, when I'll be posting a fuller description, as I usually do, although I'm getting taking longer and longer amounts of time to do that because of ill health. At the Huff website under the name of the show, Bathrobes, Piers, Broadsides. So listen in, enjoy, learn, laugh, and let me know what you think if you want to hear more.